Good morning and welcome to English Experience Podcast. I am Analia and with me today is Leo, my student. How are you?
Hello, teacher. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Yo soy su teacher, su profe y él es my student, my best student, el mejor. And the worst, y el peor también, because he's alone here with me, porque está solo acá conmigo.
But we have a lot of listeners. They are supporting me. Ellos me bancan.
Of course, los están apoyando. Supporters son... gente que te apoya, gente que te alienta, son fans.
Claro. Okay. Cheerleaders.
Yeah, cheerleaders. Okay. Well, today we're going to talk about a very interesting issue. Bueno, vamos a hablar de un tema, issues, tema o asunto. Very interesting, muy interesante. At least for me, por lo menos para mí. That is superstition.
Oh. Oh, wow. You surprised me.
Yeah, I'm sure I have surprised you. Because... I want to really ask you, and I want you to be honest.
Okay.
How superstitious? How superstitious are you? ¿Cuán supersticioso sos? Are you superstitious or not?
I think I'm not.
Él piensa que no. We shall see. Veremos. We shall see. I don't know. No sé. Okay. You at home, or if you are in your car, or wherever you are, donde quiera que estén, think, how superstitious are you? Okay. How often do you read in your horoscope? En tu horóscopo. ¿Cuántas veces lees el horóscopo? It doesn't matter if it's out of fun. Si vos considerás que es por diversión.
Well, I follow an Instagram account from Aquarius.
Okay. Are you an Aquarius?
Yes.
Really? ¿Sos Acuario?
And you?
No, I'm a Leo. Oh. Lion. Okay.
But Leo means travel. Leo no es... in Spanish, Leo means travel.
Sí, Leo
es un lío bárbaro.
El lion es un león. Okay, so dice Leo or lion. Okay, I'm a lion and you are an Aquarius. Okay, and you follow an Instagrammer.
Yes, of course.
Okay, so
because it was fun. It is fun.
It is for fun.
Yes,
okay, it is for fun. Me too. I read in my horoscope, but it's for fun. Okay, it's not that I think that everything that says it's going to happen to me, it's going to happen. No creo que lo que dice que me va a pasar. Okay, but just in case. Por si acaso, just in case. Okay. Do you have a lucky number, for example? ¿Tienes un número de la suerte?
I have two.
Ah, tienes dos. Oh, my God. Two lucky numbers.
Yes, the 18, the 18.
18, okay.
Yes. And 30, because it's my birthday day.
Yes. Yeah, it's a birthday. So 30, okay.
Yes.
So it's 30, 30, and 18.
Yes.
Okay, well, very good. I like odd numbers. Odd numbers significa números impares.
Ooh.
I like odd numbers, okay. And you like even some pares. And you like even numbers, okay. You know that we are opposite. Somos signos opuestos in the horoscope.
Sí, yes, okay. I know. I know that.
Okay, so he likes even numbers. A le gustan los números pares, and I like odd numbers. That's logical.
Yeah.
It makes sense. Tiene sentido. Okay, do you have a favorite color that you consider to be your charm color, tu número de la suerte, your lucky color?
My lucky color. Yes, the yellow one.
Yellow, le gusta el amarillo.
Yes.
Okay.
Giallo in Italian.
In Italian. Okay, for me it's red.
Red.
I love red. Me encanta el rojo. Okay, very good. For example, some people consider it unlucky to walk under a ladder. Ladder es la escalera, pero la escalera que usa se apoya en la pared, no la escalera construida.
Las stairs.
Okay, yeah, no las stairs, no las escaleras, sino las que se apoyan en la pared, las que usan los albañiles, los pintores, los electricistas. Some people consider it unlucky, de mala suerte, to walk under a ladder, pasar abajo de una escalera. Okay. What do you do? If you see a ladder and you have to go through it, tenés que pasar por ahí. Do you avoid it? Avoid es evitar. Do you avoid it or not?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
I didn't remember if I... No recuerdo si alguna vez...
I don't remember.
Because, yes, don't remember if any time I pass through it.
No, so I
have never.
Just in case,
yes,
por si acaso, in English, they knock three times, golpean tres veces on the table. Just in case. I'm not superstitious, but just in case,
yes,
por si acaso. Okay. For example, if you dream of an accident the night before you have a trip. La noche antes de viajar tenés, soñás que tenés un accidente. What would you do? ¿Qué harías? Would you cancel the trip? ¿Cancelarías el viaje?
No, but... I know some stories about that.
Really?
Yes.
That's scary. Yes, eso me da miedo.
The when you have like bad feelings.
Yes. Hunch. Hunch es una corazonada.
Oh, the hunch.
Something that you think that, or bad feelings, okay. Como it's like una sensación rara. It's bad sensation about something. Hunch puede ser positivo or negativo. It can be positive or negative, okay.
Okay.
Well, so you would go on with the trip.
Yes, and you?
It depends on the dream. Depende del sueño. If it's really, really serious and really vivid, si es realmente muy vivido, I don't know. No sé. But I would, if I go on with the trip, I would be really scared. Estaría, yes. Si ir adelante con el sueño, con el viaje, estaría bastante asustada. But well, I would do it the same. And Have you ever consulted, for example, a fortune teller? Fortune teller es un vidente, un adivino. ¿Alguna vez consultaste?
No. But I want to go.
Le gustaría.
I want to try now that you
would like to try. Okay, why not? So, think at home or in your car or wherever you are, how superstitious you are. Okay, well, Leo, have you enjoyed our class today?
Yes, and I think I am now.
Oh my God.
You changed my mind.
Yeah. Le hice cambiar de opinión. I made you change your mind. Okay, see you next class on English Experience Podcast and have a very, very nice day. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.